Minister, obviously there has been shock right across the school community with the announcement or letters being issued to a number of schools saying that their project was now stalled. It seems that as many as 16 schools in my own constituency may be affected, although the details are still sketchy. I've raised with you in these oral questions two of those schools, Scoilhunnell and Wonvig, and Scoilnacair and Moystrie. Scoilnacair and Moystrie are waiting for diggers to go in. They have 24 hours left on their contract for tender. They needed a decision immediately. Can they give you give them this reassurance today?
Minister.
Thank you very much. Specifically, the Scoilconnell in Bunbeg that has been referred to received approval for a building project under the Department's additional school accommodation in June of 2020. The project will provide for a two-classroom special education needs base for the school. The project has progressed through the stages of architectural planning and is currently at stage three, which is the tender stage. The school authority submitted the tender report to the department on the 8th of February of this year. That's the 8th of February 2023, just gone. We remain committed to the delivery of this important project and indeed the project that you have mentioned earlier. I'm very appreciative of the strong support provided by government for the education budget. The department's published NDP allocation for the 2023 year is £860 million. High construction inflation remains a continuing feature of the construction sector for 2023. As part of its planning ahead for the remainder of 2023, the Department is engaging with the Department of Public Expenditure, NDP delivery and reform in relation to capital funding pressures in order to continue to adequately support the operation of the school system with rollout of school building projects to construction in 2023. I'm very appreciative of the support and engagement which has been offered by the Department and Minister Donoghue in this regard. We are currently at a very advanced stage with these discussions. Progress has been made and I'm anxious to bring this this issue to a resolution very quickly. I want to assure the Deputy and the relevant school communities that school building projects that are currently on hold due to capital funding pressures will be progressed, they will be delivered. It is simply a question of timing in terms of the financial resource. I'm well aware of the urgency in getting these projects delivered as quickly as possible and I know of the importance to the local school communities and you've referenced two there. I know of the extreme importance to them, but I do want to acknowledge we are currently in discussion and engagement with DEEPER in relation to funding that's been made available and we remain 100% committed to the projects that have been outlined.
Minister, that doesn't give us the reassurance and the reassurance that the school community need. Can I make the point to you that the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said on Tuesday, he said, happy to confirm and give reassurance that funding will be provided for those 58 schools to continue construction this year. As Minister for Education, can you echo those words? Are all of these 58 schools, in the words of the Taoiseach, going to continue to construction this year? That's the first question. The second question is, in relation to Gaelscoil and Ciaran Mhaisre, 1999, they've been in there, in prefabs. They've been waiting on the school building programme for 12 years. They have architects done, all done, contractor appointed, contractor has sourced its materials, employees are ready to roll. They have 24 hours before there is a significant, massive delay in terms of their projects. This entire school community is in prefabs. It's not acceptable, Minister. And can you give any assurances that within the next 24 hours that positive news can flow to the Board of Management and allow the contractor to build a school for the pupils and teachers of that community?
Thank you very much, Deputy. And again, I want to confirm, the Department of Education has a very ambitious programme of delivery for our schools. Right throughout COVID, our school buildings continue to be built. Last year, a significant number of buildings were provided for, 180 new buildings. This year, there are 300 on hand to be completed by the end of 23 or early 24. We've also got to concede that we have been impacted, as wider society has. We in the department have been impacted by war in Ukraine, which has impacted the cost of materials, by the fact that within the Department of Education we have provided capacity for more than 15,000 students from Ukraine, which is having its own impact, but schools positively wanting to do that and graciously doing so. And we've also accelerated the delivery of SEN. All of this very important work In terms of the delivery of the schools that you have referenced, we are 100% committed to delivery of them. There is an issue around capital funding. We are in very positive engagement with Minister Donoghue and with Deeper in relation to that funding being released as quickly and as soon as possible.
See, Minister, I hear what you're saying, that you're committed to them, and I take you at face value in that. But committed to them when is the big question. So there's 58 schools that have got a pause or a stop. They've got the letters, they've got the email. Shock in the community. The Taoiseach stands here in this seat across here on Tuesday and gives, I quote, reassurance that funding will be provided for the 58 schools to continue construction this year. Now, does one end of government know what the other end of government is doing? As Minister for Education, why can you not echo those words? Are these 58 schools going to, in the words of the Taoiseach, continue construction this year? And in relation to a school that is ready to roll now, and if the decision is not made in the next 24 hours, which is Gaelscoil na Cara Moistre, there is going to be significant delay because of the tender process and the contract that has been awarded. So can you give any reassurances to that school in particular that there will be any decision made in the next 24 hours? But crucially, will you echo the words of the Taoiseach that all 58 schools will go to construction this year? And if not, was the Taoiseach talking through his hat?
Minister.
Thank you very much, Deputy. And again, I want to reiterate, the Department is 100% committed to these projects moving ahead, and they're all at various stages. I believe I have the floor here. Fully committed to these projects going ahead. They're part of a hugely ambitious programme that we have delivered on in the past right throughout COVID, that we are determined to deliver on this year. We need the additional funding to do that. We are in discussion and communication with Deeper and with Minister Donoghue in relation to it. And I want to acknowledge that they also have their own demands across a variety of other issues and departments and everything else. But they are engaging with us on a positive basis. I am confident that there will be a positive outcome. We are seeking to have that outcome in the shortest time frame possible. The discussions and engagement is ongoing, but we are absolutely committed, and we have never at any stage said that these projects will not continue. These projects will continue. The timing of it will be determined by the availability of funding from the Minister.